Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jones and Keefe, we're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I like that laugh from Bill when he's asked about Jordan.
Yeah.
There's been a lot said.
Yeah.
Has there? There's been a lot said?
Oh, I'm so... This is such a fun topic to talk about. I really enjoy that you're asking me about that.
I love
that.
This.
Which, by the way, I watched this full press conference yesterday. I think it actually is from 2 days ago.
Okay.
But I watched the full thing. It's...
Sick brag, thank you. Bro.
Was it an ACC thing or just like just North Carolina?
I just who knows. Okay. I just think it's kind of sad. Like he came out and like in his introductory little statement at the beginning,
because
he wasn't asked about this till deep 10 plus minutes into the press conference, and anybody have the balls to ask about what's gone. I mean, you didn't start with the press conference for God's sakes, like they did with Steph Diggs the other day.
Right.
It took 10 plus minutes to ask anything about Bill and his offseason and people paying attention to it. Never mind Jordan, which was after that. But no, he started by talking about like UNC and the Super Regionals and like...
Nice. It might be an ACC thing because I saw he had, I think it was Reese Davis with Bill and Dabo.
Okay, maybe. But he's also like, you know, hey, there's a big volleyball game on campus. And I'm like, this is just kind of, not kind of, this is sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Greg Popovich was dating a 25-year-old and coaching Ohio State basketball?
And like...
That's kind of what this is.
And like, hey, guys.
Not even Ohio State. Like even a worse basketball school than
that. Much worse.
I was just thinking of a football school basketball team.
No, he would be coaching basketball at Penn State.
Right.
And it's like...
Yeah, right. That's the equivalent.
Yeah, and he's like, big lacrosse game on campus.
Guys,
we need your support.
Go Lions.
I was like, oh,
come on,
man.
Out to the pep rally today.
I was like, it's kind of... Again, not kind of, it's just sad talking about the volley.
Yeah.
Hey, big women's volleyball game on campus. Make sure you go support the team.
Like, you know I'll be there.
So anyway, that was the only question about
recruiting.
Jordan. Yeah. There are a bunch of questions about, hey, the recruits and how the team's looking and this and that. I think
how is the team looking?
Yeah, well, he said they've already turned over like 2/3 of their roster. And
I don't know by choice.
He kept highlighting 2027, I think. I was like, Bill, I don't think you're going to be there.
Oh, wow, they're going to be
in 2027.
Years.
Yeah, I kind of think.
Not great, Bob.
Once he gets his guys in there.
I don't think any of it was great. But there was a longer back and forth. I think both these questions, the good questions anyway, were from WRAL. This must be a radio station down there. I'm guessing Raleigh.
Yep.
So they peppered him about the Jordan question, which he was just so comfortable answering.
Yeah, he loves that.
And then they also asked another one about all the noise. This is more generic.
Yeah, ignore the noise. Well, I've always heard.
All the noise around Bill Belichick. Here's how he handled that.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I'm really focused on, you know, doing my job here at Carolina, which is to help our football team. And that's, you know, just to get better every day, you know, to stack those days together, training days, preparation days. Days out on the field, and we've done that, and you know our staff's again done a great job of working hard to do that. So, you know that's my big focus. I mean, is there noise out there? That's we've always dealt with that. Really, you know, our job is to build the football team, and for the team to you know help build the team and also build their individual careers. So, that's really where we're at. Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you. I'm done.
If you knew that was what's interested in your personal life, would you come back to coaching? Or like, has that taken away from the experience of you coming back to coaching? And then totally unrelated, you know, how settled with the roster limits and everything you have to deal with, how have you sort of had to make decisions based on the cap and based on the number of scholarships and the number of rosters?
Yeah. Well, again, on some of the noises out there and, you know, the book and stuff like that, I mean, it is what it is. Those are, you know, that's a personal venture that I entered into when I wasn't in coaching last year. And you know, hopefully that'll be a big purchase on Father's Day. But
nah. So I'll tell you what, Bill is lost.
You know, anybody that's going to read this book and like not for work, and even people that maybe should for work, like me, not going to read it.
No, not a chance. You got to wait till, what was it? You got to wait till page 199 to read about Brady. No, thank you. Like, I'm not into this book. So Bill,
are there pictures?
Bill may have lost a step in a lot of different ways. His lying is top notch.
Yeah.
Because
the Lance Dobbins.
Well, him just coaching. Sitting there saying, well, yeah, that was a venture and all this noise came up. It was a venture that I agreed to when I was out of football for a year. I mean, I guess that's technically true.
But also, it's similar.
The CBS News interview happened well after he was hired by UNC. That was the, Bill, you writing a book is not the noise.
But also, it's
the
weird.
Noise was you taking an interview girlfriend taking over the interview while you were an employee at UNC. Like, that's top-notch lying.
Yeah. Also, it's weird when you're like, oh, it was a personal venture. It's like, so you don't want anybody to read the book, or you do want to read the book? Or like, you had to go on a media tour?
Yeah,
like,
you go Steph Diggs.
It's a personal thing?
I only talk about personal things with people I know personally.
It's like, well, you're posting a lot of things publicly.
You wrote a book.
You want people to read the book, right? You need to promote the book?
It's not a journal.
Yeah.
It's not like your diary. It's a book.
And I think, you know, he started writing that book. I think he was hoping to coach. I think he was hoping to coach in the NFL again, and it didn't work out, but he wanted to keep coaching, so he decided to, he got a job offer in college, so he took that. So it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to write this book because I'm...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done coaching, and I don't have to ever worry about this coming up. Like, I think he had to have seen this playing out. I think in a perfect world, he's, for him, probably coaching the Falcons right now.
And for Bill to say, you know, he's ignoring the noise and we've always handled the noise in the past, well, there have been times where Bill was the story and Bill needed the team to tune it out. I mean, I think Spygate is the number one example of that, right? And the team was very, very successful in how they dealt with that.
Yeah.
They've never had to deal with Bill's personal life in this way. Like, that was all football related on the field. F them, they're prying on this, they don't know. Like, this is just a lot different, and maybe Bill can handle it. I wouldn't wager on it. I don't think UNC is going to be good. I don't think he's going to be there for the long haul, but we'll see who's right and who's wrong, and we can settle all that in a year or two. But this is different. Like, Bill trying to deal with this type of this is way different type of noise than anything he's had to deal with.
It is. It's also self-inflicted noise. You know, I feel like you're right. There were certain things on the field and whatever, and but that was, I mean, how many years ago? You know, like, that was a long, that was early on in his run here. They sort of dealt with that, and then they kind of moved on. Because then even Deflategate, now you got to talk to the quarterback about that.
Right.
Like, that's sort of a, that's on.
Well, on Spygate, too, it's like, you had Randy Moss. Yeah. Like, do they have a Randy Moss at UNC?
I don't think so.
Brady.
You have Brady and Moss? No.
I don't think you have guys like that to bail you out in the middle of Spygate. And again, Bill did a good job keeping the team focused in the midst of that. I acknowledge that.
But that was also all football stuff.
Yeah.
Right? It was like football bending of the rules or cheating, whatever you want to call it. That was all football stuff. This is not, and this is also like about you. Like, you're not talking about something that came up from a player. We don't even know any of the players on that team, for God's sakes.
Nope.
They're all nameless, faceless to us at this point.
You feel, I know you think Bill is going to have 1 year and then be out, right?
Yeah,
I think that's how you'd wager.
Probably going to be it.
Do you think there's any chance they're good this
year? I think there's a chance they're not bad because their schedule, similar to the Patriots, isn't very strong. So similar to, like, I have the Patriots winning a ton of games. I don't think they're, like, amazing. I think they're better. And they play a lot of bad teams. If you look at the North Carolina schedule, first of all, the ACC is not the SEC. It's not the Big Ten. So just the conference games aren't all that tough.
There's one perennial powerhouse there, and it's Clemson. And even they've been down the last couple of years, but that's it, right? Like in the ACC?
Right. Their first three games are non-conference. It's TCU, Charlotte, Richmond.
Yeah,
I assume they're going to be favored in all those?
Nick came in. No. They're
TCU?
I think TCU's favored in that game.
Oh, okay. Right?
Didn't you come in, Nick, telling us about that game?
I don't even know. I didn't see the line. I just thought it's a Monday night standalone.
TCU.
It is a Monday night ESPN
TCU
standalone.
TCU is going to destroy them.
You think so?
Yes. What were the other ones? Charlotte?
Yeah, but I thought TCU was down. No?
Yeah, they still won like nine games last year.
They won like nine games last year. I think they lost their bowl.
They're going to kill them. Who is it? Charlotte and who?
Richmond.
Oh, I'm sorry. Charlotte and Richmond.
Oh,
they'll win
spiders.
Two different ones.
They'll win those
the
games.
Spiders.
I hope. If they don't, then Bill may not make it through September.
All right, let me find what the spread
they'll win those
is here
games
for this first game.
They're going to get TCU's going to mop the floor with them.
-2.5?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the field goal's not mopping the floor.
No, but I'm saying that I would hammer that line for
but
TCU.
But it's also a home game for them. All right, I'll take the heels.
You got
and
the
then
heel?
They got Central Florida, Cal, Virginia, Syracuse, Stanford, Wake, Duke, NC State. Like, there's
no
pummeling on there, maybe Clemson.
No, but you're also not a strong team, is what I would say.
Yeah, but they were what, 500 last year? Like, they weren't a disaster either. He's not taking over a 1-10 team.
No, but he's kind of a disaster.
No, he might.
He's been a disaster
on
coaching. He's been a disaster since Brady left.
Yeah,
he had one good year with Mac, and they got pummeled in their playoff game.
Yeah,
so he's been a disaster as a coach, and his personal life is a disaster. So yeah, they're kind of a disaster.
Things are kind of collapsing on him a little bit.
Yeah,
that's
what I would suggest. I would say Mac Brown, at this stage in college, greater coach than Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I think it's just going to be he's used to coaching the best players in the world. Like, that, this is such a big difference, right? And like, so how is he going to be able to deal with that? Plus, is he as locked in as he has been? It doesn't really seem it.
Well, wasn't Mac Brown the one that came out and said that they lowered the educational standards and gave him twice as much money?
Yeah, Mac Brown's already kind of bracing for like a big increase in wins because he's like, well, they're letting idiots in now and they're spending more money. Like, so he's doing that. He's like, all right, easy, Mac. You don't even need to say that yet.
Haven't they not like spent any of the NIL money, though? Plus, that's all about to change, too. That was a big bulk of Bill's press conference, that new ruling on whatever the NCAA is doing. Every school has $21 million in NIL money for all their sports.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is just going to lead to more, you know, paying kids off the record. The system they had, the NIL system they had, actually was pretty good. This new system is going to be a mess.
But I'm interested in how it goes. I'll be watching the games. Like, I think I was definitely more interested in Tom Brady Tampa Bay games and following that. You know, it's NFL, but I was way more interested in that. But this, his first game's on ESPN, Monday Night Standalone. Yeah. I'm watching the hell out of that.
Going to lose by 3 touchdowns.
That's fine, but you're still watching.
TCU -2.5. I'm sorry. North Carolina +2.5 buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
I think it might be a buying opportunity.
Sucker's bet. That's what that is.
What was TCU last year?
Lock that in. 9-4?
9-4, I think they were.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Horned Frogs.
Yeah. They were 9-4 thanks to their New Mexico Bowl win.
Okay.
Great.
I put Bill in the New Mexico Bowl. I wouldn't pick him. 617.
He was in the Fenway Bowl last year, right? North Carolina?
His team was.
Yeah, you're right.
779-7937. You can jump in here. We got to get to Leah Anthony, her appearance earlier today on this radio station. She answered some very important questions.
Yeah.
About her dating life.
She may have said too much.
She said too much. About the entire Anthony family, which I think we got some interesting stuff. We'll hear that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.